Here on opening day at the 2014 Commodity Classic, BASF is helping to present scholarships to several deserving students from different commodity organizations. And the first group we're going to talk to here is the Wheat Scholars. And with me is Jimmy Music with the National Association of Wheat Growers. And Jimmy, what's your title with NOG?
I'm chairman of the National Wheat Foundation Board.
You have four students here that have received awards?
Yes.
And what do they get?
They get a scholarship from the National Foundation in the amount of $2 for $1,000 and $2 for $1,500.
All right, very good. Well, let's meet the students here. You're first. Who are you?
Lee Moore.
Lee, where are you from?
North Carolina State University.
And what are you studying?
Agricultural Business Management.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, Lee.
I come from a farm in North Carolina where we grow corn, soybeans, wheat, and we raise cattle.
And how did you find out about the scholarship and why is it important to you?
Well, my father was on the small grains board for our state, and he informed me of it.
All right, very good. Is it going to help you a lot?
Yes, it will help me a lot.
All right, very good. All right, who's next?
I'm Trey Heischmidt.
And where are you from, sweetheart?
Kansas State University.
All right, and tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm studying agronomy with a focus in plant and biotechnology. I chose to do agronomy because my dad is a third-generation farmer, two older brothers, both going into agricultural-related fields, so thought I'd carry on the family tradition. I found out about this scholarship through my school, decided it was a really good opportunity for me, can really help me out since my parents are putting three kids through college right now, so thought it'd just be a really good idea to try to get it, and luckily for me, I received it, so...
All right, very good. All right, and you must be Heidi because that's what your badge says.
Yes, my name is Heidi Jamison, and I attend the University of Idaho. I'm a sophomore there, majoring in agribusiness with a minor in accounting.
Okay, and how did you find out about this scholarship, and what do you think about it?
Well, the scholarship was posted in the halls at my university, and we have scholarships posted all the time, but I take them and I look at them and look at the qualifications and see if I match those. And for this one, I did, and my parents are both members of the Wheat Growers Association, so I thought I would apply. And it's really important to me because I think that agriculture is an industry that everyone should know about, and it's really important to sustain life. So,
what do you hope to do as a career?
Well, right now I'm mostly interested in agricultural appraisal, and with my minor in accounting, I'm also looking at accounting finance areas, hopefully within a business that deals with agriculture also.
All right, very good. Thanks, Heidi. And you are?
Max Milkey, still only a senior from Downport High School in Washington.
All right, so tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm currently the Washington Wheat Ambassador through WAG, Washington Association of Wheat Growers. I live on a wheat farm. We grow barley, and we also have cattle.
Well, you're a senior in high school, but you're looking at college. What are you looking at?
Washington State University, looking to be possibly an agricultural engineer.
And so this scholarship's going to help you out, huh?
For sure, definitely. Definitely could use it.
All right, very good. Phil McLean, you're with McLean Farms in North Carolina, and you're part of this. You're part of the foundation then?
Yes, foundation board member, yes.
Very good. And so this is really important for the wheat growers because you get a chance to help young leaders the future, right?
Yes, it's a great opportunity to put a little money back into what we do, and hopefully they'll choose careers and get trained for careers that'll give back to this organization.
All right, very good. Thanks, Phil. Here at Commodity Classic, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.